Maria McCoy. Let's have a chat with the real McCoy. Let's have a chat with the real McCoy. Let's have a chat with the real McCoy.
Welcome to What's Your Ministry Podcast with your host, Shamika the Real McCoy. We're not just a podcast, we're a community for McCoy Solutions University, an online platform for digital creators, business owners, entrepreneurs, and students looking to connect education and faith-based strategies by combining their personal and professional life to speak one language, ministry in the marketplace. Good morning. Good morning. Hello again. I'm going to start this one off a little bit different. Of course, you already know you on the mic with Shamika the Real McCoy. And I'm going to start this off with a little bit of storytelling. Have you ever had this to happen to you, that the Lord speaks to you through dreams? I have found throughout my life that when the Lord speaks through a dream, He's revealing something in the spirit realm that will be manifest in the natural realm. The manifestation of many things that we see today all began in the spirit. How to bury a season in preparation for growth. I heard these words, and it was when one season ends, another season begins. And so now we're going to talk about this in the text today, is the end of a new beginning. How will you bury a season? To extract, which means to remove or to take out, especially from by effort or force, the nourishment that's needed. The nourishment is the food of a substance necessary for growth, health, and a good condition to move you to your next chapter. So that's what I'm asking you guys today, is how will you pull from a season? How will you extract from a season what is necessary, what is nourishment, what is essential? How will you pull the substance to transition you into healthy growth, into good conditions that's going to move you for your next season? I'm sure many of you are like myself. You're reflecting upon the year and you're transitioning from 2024 into 2025. And as you're transitioning, perhaps it was a job layoff. Perhaps it was a death in the family. Perhaps it was a relationship that you transitioned from. You know, all of these are a combination of different life occurrences that are taking place publicly. Maybe some of these things brought you an embarrassment. You were embarrassed, which means you felt awkward. And ultimately, the right question that you should be asking yourself is, how do you bury a season to extract nourishment for growth into your next season? And you know me, I like to dig a little bit deeper on words and contents, because once you look at the word, it gives a revelation within itself. And so perhaps your first thought was to bury. A bury can be defined, B-U-R-Y. It can be defined to hide underground or to lose through death. And so as I begin to explain this analogy, let's take a look at the planting process. Roots are planted underground. First, it's like a seed. For seeds to grow, they have to be planted in the ground. They have to receive the right amount of temperature, oxygen, and water before the embryo sac, which is the seed, which is needed for development into a plant, before that seed can break open and begin the development process. And so all these things that were occurring throughout the year was actually a part of your development. Perhaps you saw it in a negative light, but I'm here to kind of turn the page a little bit and to help you to see that career change or employment transition or the promotion or the occupation shifting, the place where you used to serve is no longer serving you. I'm here to assist you with that process in the middle. As you're reflecting on one season coming to an end and a new season is beginning, what exactly do you do? I want to expound on how you felt. It felt like it was a death moment because it really was. Think about that. Even in true ministry, something has to die for something to live. There is a process, an exchange that takes place in order to produce growth, this development phase. You have to, in life, there is a continuing flow of lessons that will take place. And some of these lessons don't feel good, but it's actually pushing and shifting you into your next level of growth. Have you ever felt something in your gut that said, I need to transition from this job, or I need to move on from this relationship? And when you didn't move, you felt the confirmation, you saw the assurance that you should move, and you did not move. There was a force that took place that moved you to the next level. It's really God saying you have maximized your opportunity for growth at this level. You have everything you need from this level that I have to shift you sometimes by force. My God, he has to sometimes shift you to your next level. This peace that takes place that feels like a death. We have to begin to learn, how do we extract nourishment from a place or people or thing that no longer serves us? Because we have reached our maximal level of growth. Let's dive a little bit deeper, guys. When we take a look at the word extract, E-X-T-R-A-C-T, it means to draw forth, to pull or take forcibly, or to obtain much efforts by someone who's unwilling. We have to learn how to extract soluble substance. We have to learn how to extract from the pain and walk into that level of growth. How we're moving through this development piece. Let's dig a little bit deeper as we extract from a soluble substance. I pulled up some of these words, and some of the words that stood out to me was substance. It's essential, fundamental character part or quality. It is the ultimate reality that underlines all outward manifestation and change. It is particularly important, is meaningful and useful, the substance. First thing that came to mind, I'm gonna tell you the truth, is that I'm going to scroll back a little bit. The first thing that came to mind when I thought about extraction, E-X-T-R-A-C-T-I-O-N, I thought about the extraction of a wisdom tooth. And it's interesting how those teeth can be there, could be there too long. It can cause an unhealthy piece to take place within your mouth, in the root of your gums. And so these teeth are removed to assist in the other teeth that you have in your mouth to take you out of an uncomfortable position. Wow, this is so interesting. When I looked at extraction, and I also thought about we're pulling from a soluble, S-O-L-U-B-L-E, substance. I thought about substance, which I already shared with you, is this essential fundamental piece. It's a fundamental part. It's a meaningful, useful part. And for some reason, every time I think about substance, I think about like the nutrition that comes from greens, that liquid, the juice. It's as you're cooking those greens, what's in the greens, the meaningful nourishment from the greens outpours into the juice. And this piece, this juice piece, I wonder if the greens could speak. Would it be painful from the greens, you know, to pull that nourishment, to extract it off into another piece? And when I think about this, this is actually what's occurring in our life. As something ends and something else begins, we have to extract the good out of all situations. I was recently in church, and the minister shared Romans 8:28, that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord, which are called according to his will and his purpose. And the main point of the whole text that he kept talking about is that it's all good. No matter what you have faced in 2024, as you are moving forward into 2025, it's all good. It's all good. This brings me kind of into my conclusion. I'm not long before you guys today. It's as you're pulling the substance, as you learn how to extract the nourishment from people, place, and things that no longer serve you, are you serving it? You have to think about faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. That's one version of it. Another version of faith is that faith in the life application. It says now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. Wow. This is so good. This is so good. When I digged a little bit deeper, I looked at some of the commentary, and what kind of pulled me into this faith piece is when I heard faith is the substance. Faith is the meaningful, useful, necessary, fundamental part of hope. The things that we're hoping for. And the evidence of things unseen. As I digged a little bit deeper, I took a look at some of the commentary, and the commentary shares two things, two main points. And the main points that it talks about is confidence and assurance. That's how you have to walk into your new 2025, with confidence and assurance. Now, these qualities are needed to secure a beginning and an ending point. When we believe in God's promises, he will do what he says. When we believe that God will fulfill his promises, even though we don't see those things materializing yet, we demonstrate true faith. Now, I ask you a question. What is it? What is it in your life that's leading you to focus on your faith? What is it that occurred in 2024 that is causing you to reflect on a season that has come to an end? Perhaps this was a season that created an opportunity for you to birth your new beginning. I'm excited about that thing, guys. I'm excited about one season ending. It's evident. It is a sign that a new season was. Are you looking for a coach who understands that you're building a business to serve a purpose and make an impact on people's lives? Perhaps your business needs a chief brand evangelist to positively represent your products and services in today's marketplace. If you've answered yes, it's no coincidence you have come to the right place. More like a divine connection. McCoy Marketing Solutions is more than a traditional marketing firm. We advocate for your business with integrated marketing concepts, connecting biblical principles to business concepts, and directly target your market with The Real McCoy. This is done by providing digital marketing solutions through marketing consultations, brand management, event marketing planning, and social media marketing planning as well. Click the link in the show notes to join McCoy Solutions University Kingdompreneur Community. Then introduce yourself with a free 30-minute discovery phone call today. Now back to the show. Pray with me in this moment. God, as my brother or sister is listening to this episode, and as they are moving and walking and running to a new beginning, they are transitioning from one season that end into a new season that's beginning. I ask that you be with them. Give them peace. Give them wisdom. Give them understanding to rest in a season that is transitioning them into their new season. Perhaps in this season, you're feeling hurt and hope simultaneously. Perhaps in this season, you're feeling a mixture of emotions. Well, Father God, help them to understand the emotions. Should it be they are recording these in a journal, speaking to you, going to therapy, connecting with coaches, reestablishing relationships to create new, to build new? Are they building? Show them, Father. What is it? What is the purpose that is aligning with their life that's causing them to move into the next season? Show them the purpose of the transition of a season that no longer serves them. Show them the purpose of an opportunity that was created where they received their maximal level of growth and you are pushing them into their new season. So I pray right now, as God pushes you, that you take back by force everything that has your name on it. I pray right now that you excel in 2025, that you are laser focused in your faith, that your eye is on the prize, and that you are moving forward, that you are moving forward, that you continue to walk forward in the midst of transition, the transition that really was a catalyst to birth their next season. God, I thank you. I thank you for the listener that these seeds are planting words and producing life within them. I thank you for the wise counsel that's coming to nourish the seeds that were planted, to aid them in their growth, to counsel them in their next area, to push and move them forward to acceleration. I speak blessings and abundant of life, favor, overflow, increase into your 2025. May you flourish beyond what you could think, ask, or even imagine. What your heart can even handle, God opens it a little bit further, that he stretches you a little bit further, that he pushes you a little bit more forward as you're continuing to focus on your faith. And so, guys, I'm wishing you a Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in this holiday season. Continue to connect with me on all digital platforms at Shamika_TheRealMcCoy on Instagram, YouTube at Shamika_TheRealMcCoy, and all social media platforms at McCoy Solutions or McCoy Solutions University. Signing out. Have a good one. Thank you for listening to another episode at What's Your Ministry Podcast. Don't forget, Real ministry goes beyond the Sunday morning podium into our everyday lives. Connect with us at McCoy Solutions University and at McCoy Solutions underscore on all digital platforms. Have a blessed day.